you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. Welcome back to another edition of the Tough Things First podcast. I'm your guest host, Rob Artigo, writer and entrepreneur in California. Hi, Ray.
Hello, Rob.
Well, Ray, as with driving, distractions can be fatal to a business. What are some of the ways business operators can get distracted?
Well, primarily is the raising of money. Once you've raised your money in the very beginning of your business, that should be enough or to hold you over until your business is up and running and you're profitable. But if you only raise enough money to kind of get yourself started, then you're going to be back to raising money again once your business gets underway. I liken this to a scuba diver who, goes down and he has about an hour's worth of air, and then he's got to come back up again and either get another tank or refill his tank. So you're limited on how much air you can have if you're scuba diving. But in business, unless you have a scuba diving type business, you don't want to have to keep having to refill your tank. And so that's the issue that I see faces a lot of entrepreneurs and startups is the amount of time and energy it takes to raise money for your business.
Is a new market that you're operating in, can that be a distraction for a business?
Sure. In fact, I remember talking to someone a month or so ago regarding these people that have these in-home businesses, and they say they fill their front room up with product, but they don't sell it. So in other words, They get with the product and with the opportunity, but then they say, well, now how do I get rid of this stuff out of my front room? And that's the big challenge that a lot of these companies face is they keep building and buying more inventory, but they don't know how to move it, how to get it out of their inventory, as you would, or out of their stock room. So yes, that's another issue is a distraction is that having to worry about how to dispose of your inventory.
And you might remain the same at your company as you did with Mike Krell for 37 years, but I'm sure you had changes occasionally with company leadership and that kind of thing can be a distraction.
Yep. If you don't have a loyal base of your employees, that turnover will drive you nuts. In other words, if you keep having to train new people. I remember a few weeks ago, I was trying to get a new fence built around my certain part of my ranch in Montana. And the contractor, he said he can't keep people. He's constantly having to train new ones. And I said, well, what's the problem? He says, he's trying to figure that out. And I said, well, possibly you're not paying him enough. And he says, well, I can only afford so much, or I'm not competitive. And he went on all of his excuses. But certainly that is a challenge, is trying to retain employees and keep them motivated.
What are some of the results of distraction for a business? I mean, I mentioned the fact that if you're a distracted driver in a car, you could crash the car. I mean, is that essentially what the kind of thing that you can do, is just essentially run off the business road?
Absolutely. You know, getting distracted in your business can cause you to run off the road or crash. And certainly that is, the challenge that all new businesses face is staying on the road or staying on the path or in your plan in the case of a business. So absolutely, you can getting distracted by a number of things. I remember this one fellow that I knew was distracted by his receptionist and they got kind of involved, and that really ruined his business. He actually ended up going bankrupt, but his receptionist ended up suing him. So, that there's all kinds of distractions that can come about: family distractions, personal distractions. But being distracted is a thing you have to avoid if you're going to be successful in running a business.
Yeah, I mean, I think about this again. Driving off the road is really a great way of thinking of losing sight of what made the company successful in the first place. So if you're distracted, you veer off that path and you become something that you didn't intend to become.
Yeah, and it's easier said than done. I mean, we talk about don't be distracted, but there are so many distractions out there that avoiding them is a challenge and something you have to work diligently to do. So I would caution anybody listening to this podcast that, you know, don't be deluded. I mean, small things can become a distraction. You know, might be your car having problems, or it might be an issue in your home. Something simple as having to replace a water heater. So you know, there's lots of things that can distract you. What you want to do is find out how do you deal with distractions so that they don't become such an issue that you run your business off the road, as you said.
Well, what are some of the remedies for distraction?
I mean, overcoming distractions?
Yeah, I think running your business and having to overcome those distractions, what are some of the ways that we might be able to accomplish that?
By staying really focused on the goals that are primary parts of your business. You know, don't let the little things, because the little things become big things. Don't let the little things get in your way. We talk about learning to do the tough things first. And so what I've recommended is in my book, Tough Things First, which you can find on Amazon or any other major book retailer, is to make a list of the ones things you don't want to do or the tough things you have to deal with that day, get them out of the way, and the rest of the day becomes much smoother and easier to do. So tough tasks, or really, you know, ones that you don't want to do, are your major distractors, and those are the ones you want to get rid of first thing every day.
Thanks for your time, Ray.
You're welcome. Thanks for the pod.
And you mentioned it. You can check out Tough Things First for more information on the Tough Things First book. And you can also find links to Facebook, LinkedIn, and your Twitter page.
Thanks, Rob.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.